Welcome to Historically St. Pete, a weekly conversation where we explore the truths and myths of the people and events that created the Sunshine City. Hi, my name is Rui Frias, and I have the coolest job in town. I'm the executive director of the St. Pete Museum of History. Located on the pier, the museum has been sharing the stories of the Sunshine City for 103 years, and we're really happy to be able to share them with you here on Radio St. Pete. So aviation history in St. Petersburg dates way back to February of 1912, actually, when Leonard Bonney lifted his Wright Brothers flyer off a sandbar runway on our waterfront. It was the first time the residents of St. Pete witnessed a man fly. And just 2 years later, on January 1st, 1914, Tony Janis, carrying Mayor A.C. File, lifted his Benoit airboat off the waters of the Central Yacht Basin in what would become the world's first commercial airline flight. At one time, the city had five airports, including the airport that was built on that dredged piece of land where the historic Bonney flight took place. That airport is Albert Whitted, which is the topic of a newly released documentary, Our City, Our Airport, that will be... Oh, my God. Let me do that whole paragraph over again. Sorry. That airport is Albert Whitted, which is the topic of a newly released documentary, Our City, Our Airport, that will be viewed at the Museum of History on Saturday, November 29th. Named after James Albert Whitted, born and raised here in St. Pete, he fell in love with aviation and eventually became a naval aviator during World War I. After the war, he returns to St. Pete with his plane, the Falcon. He took people for rides. He took some amazing aerial photographs of our city that we have up in our archives still today. And yet, he still trains pilots at the Pensacola Naval Air Base, where in 1923, the propeller came off, tore through his wing, and he crashes and perishes in Pensacola Bay. When the airport opens, being Albert Whitted in 1929, city leaders, of course, name it after our flying hero. Albert Whitted Airport has quite the storied history. It was one of the first homes of the Goodyear blimp fleet. They arrived in 1930 to bolster tourism, even during the Great Depression, before they eventually depart for the Miami area. In 1934, National Airlines is founded in St. Petersburg, flying routes and mail to the Caribbean and other points around America. But in 1942, Albert Whitted and St. Petersburg are both introduced to Americans who had never stepped foot previously in the state of Florida. The U.S. Army Air Corps invaded St. Petersburg. 100,000 men and women passed through the Sunshine City with fighter pilots training at Albert Whitted. All this history has just made a fantastic documentary film, Our City, Our Airport. So joining us today is one of the producers of the film, Andrew Lee of Roundhouse Creative Studios. Now, their names may sound familiar because they also produced the fantastic documentary Raised, the story of the gas plant district. Welcome, Andrew. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Rui.
So listen, there's so much to talk about this film and the airport, but first tell us about Roundhouse. What do you guys do here?
Roundhouse Creative is a full-service video production company. We've been in business here in St. Pete for about 15 years. And our work is comprised kind of in equal parts with marketing and advertising-related commercials and brand videos, and then documentary work, which we've been doing quite a bit more of lately.
You have, because you're just coming off such a successful film, right, with Raised. A somewhat controversial subject in this town because of the neighborhood that was displaced. And then, bam, you jump right into another fire pit with Albert Whitted Airport. How did this come about?
I have no idea. The universe the universe is delivering these things to us. But it's true. We were not seeking, really, to do this project. But the folks involved in the Friends of Albert Whitted Airport, which is a nonprofit group dedicated to preserving the history and the current day value of the airport, they came to us with the idea of a short documentary to tell the story of the history. Right, that was the initial intent. And when they came, our first conversation, everybody was like, "Yeah, maybe we'll do a 30-minute history film about the airport." And one thing led to another, and we ended up with a hour-and-a-half feature-length documentary film.
Wow. So let me ask you a question, then. Did you know anything about the airport before you started? More importantly, did you know anything about the decades-old effort to investigate closing the airport?
The answer is really not much on both of those topics. And, you know, as storytellers, we're okay with that. We kind of like going into a story, not knowing much about it, and really looking at it fresh, learning from the ground up. And that's what we did with this project. So we were given this binder by the Friends of Albert Witt at Airport, and they admitted that none of them had read cover to cover of this binder, but it was all they had in their possession of a starting point for us. So we opened this thing up. I think it was 80 pages or so, and it was a historical account put together by a former member of the Friends named Ruth Varn.
Okay.
And she put this together probably in the late 90s, early 2000s. So it had the history leading up to that point. And that was really all we had. So we dug into that. It talked about, you know, the very beginning of the airport. It talked about the World War II things, the Goodyear blimp, the National Airlines being founded there, and all sorts of other things that gave us this starting point.
Hang on, I'm going to interrupt you, Sunday. Did it talk about the couple from Chicago driving off the runway?
You know, I think you were the one that told us about that. So I do have to give a shout out to Rui and the St. Pete Museum of History because you all were really an invaluable resource. I really don't know how we could have done this without your help, truly.
This is what we love to do. We're all history geeks in that building,
yeah.
Right?
So we're very lucky to have you not only in the film as one of our historians who we interviewed, and we interviewed Will Michaels, a former director of the museum.
He's the king of St. Pete history right there.
Yeah, and we're lucky, really lucky, because you all helped us piece together that historic narrative, and it turned out great.
Well, I know that the Friends of Albert Witt played a huge part in this film, and like you said, you know, you're doing the research from that binder and everything that came beyond that, right? Mm-hmm. So was there one thing or one fact or one event that you read or discovered and went, what the – and then like dug deeper into? I mean, was there one spark?
You know, there's a couple things that stand out. One was just learning about these early aviators, right? These larger-than-life characters that we got to know. You know, we knew virtually nothing about these guys beforehand. Thomas Benoit, Tony Janis, and Albert Witted, you know, a few of the main characters. And just learning about what it was like back then in those days of early aviation and how bold and daring I think they were almost
borderline
described as daredevils.
Insane.
Borderline insane. I mean, and then I think you were the one that shared with us, you know, none of them lasted very long, unfortunately.
No,
they all met their demise pretty early in life, and that was the nature of that industry back then. It was new, it was dangerous.
They taught themselves how to fly, right? Mostly. So, you know, every time they got into the cockpit and they took off, I mean, they were either breaking records or they were on the casualty list, right? One or the other. So
yeah.
It was. So tell us about like the rabbit holes, right? I mean, were there any parts of the history of the airport in particular that you guys went, oh, we definitely need more about this and like dove into it?
A lot of folks talked about in the second part of your earlier question was, did we know much about the controversy and the decades long, you know, battles over the airport? And we didn't know much about that at all. But everyone we interviewed who was around back then had really strong feelings about that, those time periods, the 80s and the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
And so those were a couple of the topics that we spent a ton of time not only learning about, you know, because you hear a little piece of this from this person's perspective and
right.
this piece. And then we'd go back and, you know, back to the St. Pete Times articles from back then and try to read about what was going on and understand it from like when it was happening. That took quite a while to piece together, and we understood the story earlier on, but we didn't have a lot of visuals to support that story because there just weren't a lot of publicly available photos or videos, at least that were easily accessible.
Gotcha.
That took a lot of digging. We spent a lot of time at City Hall, public records. And, you know, they went into these archives that no one that works there currently had ever looked at in their lives. So it was like, can you help us find some news coverage from, you know, from 1983? And so that was just really time consuming, but also a lot of fun because we would come across these treasures that, you know, maybe no one around today had ever even seen.
Sure.
And it would be this gem that we knew would be the perfect thing to help us visualize this story that we were telling.
So I guess, I mean, one of the questions I was going to ask you is about, you know, what you learned about the past administrations and things, but I'm going to change that a little bit. So now that you did all that tremendous research, I know you guys were in our archives a lot on this one, and now that you've completed all the research, because in the beginning of you know, our little talk here, you basically said that you didn't know much about the airport, right? Now you know everything about the airport. So, I mean, what are your thoughts on the idea of some of these past administrations, and not just the administrations? I mean, this has been coming up in the business world in St. Pete forever, that there's got to be a better use for that land than an airport. So what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. I mean, I understand why administrations look at it and say there's got to be something better, right? Because it's arguably the most valuable piece of land in our mm-hmm. downtown on our waterfront. So I get it why time and time again it's brought up and looked at. But we've kind of referred to this as like the little airport that could.
Yes.
You know, it's contested and contested, and it just continues to persevere through the decades every time. And it's really remarkable, and it's an inspirational story, really, of you know, a city amenity that you don't think from the outside that you can't imagine how people could be so passionate about this thing,
right?
And you do come into it with a lot of misperceptions that we, I think, dig into in the film, but you can't help, I think, if someone watches this film with an open mind. I don't see how you can walk away not loving this airport, because I came into it, and Laura, I have to give a shout out to my collaborator on this project, Laura Landry, producer, editor. We came in equally not too savvy, you know, and knowledgeable about the airport, and we both came away absolutely loving this place. And we're not pilots, we're not aviation people, but we love this community. And it gave us – this is a surprising thing that happened along the way. It gave us a lot of reasons to love St. Pete even more than we already do.
Gotcha.
Because we ended up realizing about halfway through that we were telling the story of St. Pete in a way. Mm-hmm. In telling the story of Albert Whitted Airport, you kind of have to tell a lot of the story of St. Pete, because those two things have just been – intertwined since the very beginning, and you can't really talk about one without talking about the other.
That's a great point, actually. And I think that a lot of people in the early days, so I remember those 80s, 90s, and early 2000s when, you know, the whole idea of, you know, closing the airport came up. I think that a lot of people, I don't want to say they were misinformed, but they didn't know everything that happened at that airport. I mean, it was the folks that were pushing to close the airport, you know, were basically, their argument was that it was, you know, this huge piece of valuable land that was used by 100 people with planes. Well, it's so much more than that. And, you know, with Bayflight and the Bay Air Place and everything else, and the kids programs that they have there, and the, you know, where you can learn how to fly planes and everything. So there's... And plus, it's just cool to watch those planes take off. So we do a historical boat tour, Tampa Bay Watch, and we go from, you know, basically the pier to Coffee Pot, all the way down to Big Bayou. And whenever we, you know, sail next to the airport and into Bayborough Harbor, there's always like, you know, like I planned this, right? There's always planes like taking off or landing and stuff, and it's just the most amazing thing to sit there and see this.
It is really cool.
So. So much history, right, at that airport, but without giving away any secrets, because we want people to come see this video, right? Tell us what people can expect to see in this documentary. I mean, what do you hope that people are going to take away from this?
People will get to know a whole lot about the history of Albert Whitted Airport, but also the history of St. Pete. We go back to the very beginning of the founding of the city in order to tell the story of Albert Whitted. So people that are from St. Pete, love St. Pete, anyone in the Tampa Bay area, I think you'll be really, really interested to learn about this history. It's dynamic. It's, you know, it's full of adventure and tragedy and controversy. So you'll learn about all that, but you'll also be introduced to a community that is equally as interesting. This community of aviators, past and present, are a really cool, interesting group of people that we also get to know in the film. So the film is kind of equal parts history and current day in the moment. You're on the airport. You're learning how this airport operates. You're learning about the people who make it what it is. All of the various jobs associated with this airport that I knew virtually nothing about going into it. And it's, yeah, it's a people story. And it's really, it's moving.
That's fantastic. And we just had a group, the Southern Heritage Historical Foundation came and did a tour with us when they had their conference on the beach a couple weeks ago. And one of the folks asked me about, you know, it seems like you guys have a lot of aviation stuff around here because there's a big plane hanging from our ceiling, right, in the museum. But, I mean, I guess people don't realize from the historical point of view the amount of aviation history, not just in St. Petersburg but throughout Florida. And I tried explaining to these folks, well, you know, this is the late teens, early, you know, 1920s when aviation was still brand new and people were building their own planes or figuring out how to fly these planes. So if you're going to fly a plane and teach yourself how to fly, are you going to do this where there are hills and mountains, right? Or are you going to do it where everything is flat and there's beaches and water you can land into? So basically, I mean, I think the state of Florida, and especially our area, became this haven for early aviation. So Albert Witt is like that last piece of history from that. So we're ecstatic that obviously the airport is still there and still used. So what's next for you guys? You've hit two home runs now, right?
Well, we're trying to get both of these films, Raised and Our City, Our Airport, out there more and more because we've packed every theater they've been shown in. We want to continue to have screenings of both throughout the community. So Raised will actually be screened soon at the James Museum in their theater. And Our City, Our Airport will be screened at St. Pete Museum of History next. And we're working with Greenlight Cinema to work out a more regular like schedule. Okay. So be on the lookout. All of that stuff can be found at the Friends of Albert Witt at Airport website. And then, of course, your website for the upcoming screening. So, yeah, we're just kind of trying to get it out more and more, and we'll enter both into film festivals, and we'll try to get some more national attention for both.
So, how does that work? Because I know we talked about this before, especially with the Raised documentary after it came out about you wanted entering it. I mean, how do you do that?
Yeah, well, the film festival circuit is pretty straightforward. There's like a big database, right, of every film festival in the world. And you put it out there and you know, you submit it to ones that you think are appropriate for your particular film. So we'll definitely do that. And I feel really strongly that both will be accepted into many festivals and will be shown in other parts of the country and maybe even outside of that. And we're also talking with a potential showing on PBS of Our City, Our Airport.
Oh, wow.
It may be in a shortened format, but we're working with them, and hopefully that'll work out.
That's fantastic. So the film that we helped you with, hopefully you'll be wearing a tuxedo and getting an award one day for it, right?
I'll give you a shout out.
Yes,
I will.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So, Andrew, I want to thank you so much for joining us today on Historically St. Pete, and thank you for preserving this unique piece of St. Pete history for generations to come in this film. Don't forget, you can see Our City, Our Airport on Saturday, November 29th at the St. Petersburg Museum of History on the pier. Doors are at 5:30, and the showing begins at 6. Admission is $5, but you do get a free drink ticket, so basically it's free. And so you can go to historystpete.org to get tickets. Seating is limited, so I encourage everyone to get there and register early for your seats. And I invite everyone to tune in weekly to Radio St. Pete for Historically St. Pete and to stop by the Museum of History on your next visit to the pier and explore the rich and unique history of the Sunshine City. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and join us next week on Historically St. Pete.